Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Man, we're officially back to school. All the kids are in there. The teachers are teaching. But if you are a teacher, we want to hook you up, and especially if you want to supply your classroom with the very best tools for back to school. So we teamed up with Pilot Pen. We want you to go to KidNation.com and write us and let us know what you would do with $500 to make the classroom a better place. And we've gotten a lot of response.
Man, these letters are something else.
It's tough because... How do you pick? It's tough to pick. So a lot of times we just have to reach in there because no matter what, we're going to pull out a really good one.
Yeah.
Jenna, what do you have for us this morning?
All right. Would you like me to read this submission?
Yes, please.
All right. This says, I'm a high school special education teacher. I buy lots of extra school supplies for my students out of my own pocket, as teachers usually do. But I also buy birthday presents for my students as well. Most of the time, these students are from families that struggle so much financially. Also, especially in high school, students with learning disabilities get teased for the need of having classes in the special education class section, or just feel bad for needing extra help with math, reading, or writing. My room is special to my students, and the $500 would go to help support them and their birthdays. And that is from a teacher named Heather Piper.
That is awesome, Piper. Heather.
Heather is on the phone with us right now.
Miss Piper.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Piper.
Miss Piper. Hi, Miss Piper.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
We're doing great. Your letter is beautiful. I love what you do for your students.
Such a big heart.
And we would just like to say congratulations. We picked you today.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.
Are you already at school right now, getting ready for a full-on day?
Not yet. No, I'm still at home drinking coffee, getting ready.
Hey.
You got to prepare yourself for the fight.
You need that caffeine.
Yes.
I got you.
Oh, gosh.
That is true.
How long have you been teaching again, Heather?
This is my 13th year.
Okay.
And have you always done special education?
I have. I started in junior high, and they needed me in high school, too, so it just happened for high school,
Well, look, we appreciate the sacrifice you do. You spend your own money for your students. You buy them. The fact that you get them birthday presents.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you get them for their birthday?
I try to pay attention to what they like. So I can do anything from, I mean, they're not big things because the last couple of years I've had more than 30 kids. So
yeah.
Hey, just something, anything, you know, especially when a kid's not getting a lot at home.
That's the thing. The fact that they see that you're thinking about them on their birthday means everything to them. Now, Heather, would you like to give a shout-out to your school, or are you teaching at?
This year I'm teaching at Awa High School, Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond in Arthur, Illinois. I've also, last year I taught at Stewart's in Strasburg, so I'm going to give my love out to all of them.
You're spreading your love.
There you go.
All right, well, here's what you got. We're going to give you a G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens, and we're going to give you a $500 Visa cash gift card.
Yay!
Those pens, you can hand that out as a present, and the kids will love it, by the way. That's pretty cool right there.
Absolutely. And I'm already out of pencils, so that's a good thing.
You're already out of pencils, and we're like 2 weeks into school.
Yes.
I started with 24 pencils on my desk, and I have three left.
Wow.
Like, they ate.
Kids, show up to school with your pencils. Heather's running out of pencils over here. Thank you so much for what you do, and I hope this helps you out a bunch, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I love you guys.
You're awesome. We love you too.
Thank you for writing us and listening to the show. Hang on for us, Heather. We'll get you all set up with your $500 and your gel ink pens. Your G2 gel ink pens.
Oh, I love those pens.
So good.
Pilot Pen.
And I love these teachers. And if you are one of those teachers and you want to write us, go to KidNation.com. Tell us what you would do with $500 to make the classroom a better place.
Hey, real quick. Yeah. I got a really sweet email from someone. If it's all right, I'd like to share this with you guys.
All right.
Okay. It says, hi, my daughter and I love your show. We listen every morning driving her to school. My daughter's obsessed, like most girls are, with JoJo Siwa.
I come back like a boomerang.
Hey. Yeah. And she is obsessed as well. Would do anything to meet her. Well, her dad and I were able to score VIP meet and greet tickets to see her in September.
Yo, how'd you do that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask. But anyway, she said, we've yet to tell her because honestly, I didn't want to hear about it every day and every second until the concert.
Right.
Well, the date's coming near. We've yet to find a way to surprise her with the big news. I've been trying to think about a very unforgettable, fun way to tell her for a few weeks now. Well, listening to your show this morning, I thought, how awesome would it be if the show could call us one morning on our way to school to tell her?
Oh.
I'm sure you get a lot of requests like this. Totally understand if it doesn't happen. But if there's any way it could happen, it would totally make her day. What I'm saying is it would really make her year. And that's from our fans, Kelly and Alea Hoberg.
All right. Awesome. So which one's the daughter?
Number just in case. Well, I'm assuming the mom is Kelly.
Okay. The mom
so
is Kelly.
So we're going to just take a chance and call.
That's the number right here?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call it real quick. Hold on 1 second.
She should be driving to school right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kelly?
It is.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. First, I got to tell you who we are. My name is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry,
Hi.
Big Al Mack, Jenna Owens.
Hi.
We're from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Is it okay if you're on the radio?
Hi. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have to get your permission.
Yeah, that's really nice that you said yeah, because that would totally ruin this break if you said no. what are you up to right now, Kelly?
We're actually on the way to school.
Okay. You're on your way to school?
Call.
Oh, and who's in the car with you right now?
Alea.
Uh-huh.
And Alea's your daughter, right?
She is.
Well, you know what we're doing, so I would like to perhaps get
Alea talk to her
on the phone, if you don't mind, real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, she can hear you.
Alea, are you there?
Say hi. Alea, say hi.
Alea, this is very important. You need to say hi.
Say hi. Alea, just say hi.
Kids, they never perform on demand.
This is my daughter. This is my daughter, 100%.
Right?
This happens to me with Emma Kelly all the time. She's doing tap dance shows and big bossy hands.
At the home.
Kelly, do it again. Emma Kelly, do it. Nope. Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, as soon as you want them to. Alea, just say hi. Say hi.
She said no.
Wait. Al, how old is Alea?
Tell them how old you are. Say it louder.
Let's
hear you.
She's six.
Oh, my gosh. It's hard being six.
It is so hard.
You know what? And you're grumpy because you're on the way to school. You're tired.
Yeah. Hey, Alea.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question. Alexa. Hopefully you answer the question. Who's your favorite singer right now?
Who's your favorite singer?
JoJo.
Oh, we got an answer.
Wow. What do you know?
And you're talking about JoJo Siwa? That's your favorite?
Is that it?
But yes. Well, you know what? You and my daughter have something in common. She loves JoJo Siwa a bunch just as much as you do. But the difference between you and her is that Alea, you are going to go to JoJo Siwa's concert, and you're going to get to meet her.
Did you hear that? What? She's like screaming silently.
Oh, that's great radio.
Yeah, Alea, you're going to get to meet, you get to hug JoJo Siwa. Maybe her dog is going to be out there. I think
you never know.
Bo or something.
You got to get your JoJo Siwa outfit, your JoJo Siwa bow. That's exciting.
Are you excited? Alea, look, they're serious. You're going to meet JoJo. Are you excited? Yeah?
Yeah. Mom, I give you an A for effort, Mom.
Mom's. She's going to be so upset, I know.
Kelly, is there really a little girl in there?
Yeah, she's right here.
And Alea, I just want to let you know that this is all made possible from your mommy and daddy because they really love you. They went over loops and mountains to get these tickets for you.
They're very expensive, Alea.
So glad you're
money.
So glad you're screaming silently.
So, mommy and daddy, a lot of love. Okay.
Say thank you, Colin. Alea. Really.
Oh man. Kelly, I hope she's really excited. I know she's going to be more excited when she gets off the radio because we all get a little nervous when we come on the show.
Listen, you're going to be playing this at her wedding.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for calling.
Oh, we love you.
Absolutely. It could not have gone better.
Congratulations.
I know.
Hey, we love
you,
Kelly.
Just the way we scripted it out.
Thanks for being an awesome parent. You guys have fun. And when you pull over, she's going to give you the biggest hug ever. You hold on for us, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, you don't need to hold on. It's your tickets. You already got them. Yeah. Right? Yeah, you're all good.
Yeah, we don't give anything.
Yeah. Aliyah's going to be getting married, and they're going to say, do you take this man to be your husband?
And she's going to say,
Aliyah!
They say yes.
Aliyah, come on.
Oh, all right. Hilarious.
So there's one little girl going to meet JoJo Siwa.
Silently screaming.
Silently screaming on her way to school. Hey, that's how it goes sometimes. If you're a parent, you know how that struggle is.
Get it.
But coming up next, it's time to do some love letters to Kelly. I don't know if Kelly's going to write us and say, hey, I can't get my daughter to get excited about JoJo Siwa tickets. You can write about that. If you want to write a love expert, make sure you go to KidNation.com. But we'll read some and fix their problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're going to be battling it here in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's all about the love. You went to KidNation.com. You wrote our love expert.
Mm-hmm.
And normally we do this on Mondays and Wednesdays, but since Wednesday was Kids Day, and if you're just figuring that out now and you missed out on it, it's all good. You can still go to kidskids.org and get your donation on. We'll take it year-round. We just ask you for it during one show a year. But we pushed back love letters to Kelly so our love expert could give you that wiseness that she's gathered throughout the years.
Kelly, give us the wisdom she's gathered
throughout the years with Love Letters to Kelly special edition on a Friday.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A few months ago, my husband and I got into a heated argument. I had found a photo of our family friend on his phone. He apologized, and he seemed to have been very regretful of his decision. I decided to stay with him because we have a family together, and well, you've said people deserve a second chance. Prior to this incident, I thought we were at our peak. I really felt like I was going above and beyond. I would meal prep for him, breakfast burritos, have him a hot dinner made every night, made sure there was leftover for him to take to lunch the following day. I cleaned the house. I made sure the kids were in bed in a timely manner so that we would have time to catch up when he got home from work. I was working out. I felt like I was in the best shape ever since I had my kids. Well, since this incident, I've let everything go. I mean everything. I stopped working out. I barely cook. I clean the minimum. I've gotten into the mindset that I did everything for him and it wasn't enough, so why try so hard? I know I'm wrong in thinking this way, and that's why I'm reaching out. I need some of your wise advice to get me out of this downward spiral, Savannah.
Wait, so she found a picture. Did he...
I think it was...
He admitted to more?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, if you're going to make the decision to stay, it seems like you're punishing yourself by letting all these things go. You know, if letting yourself go is not the answer, you sound miserable, depressed, and doing things for yourself, taking care of the home, if that brings you joy, you need to start doing those things. If he's proving to be remorseful, he's not giving you any more reason to doubt him. If he's showing you he loves you and loving you through this funk you're in, which you deserve to be in a funk for a bit, it's a hard blow, but you can't stay in that, you can't wallow in that forever and expect your marriage to survive. That's the only thing. It's like allowing yourself a certain amount of time to be miserable.
Right.
Allowing yourself a certain time to grieve. Allowing yourself a certain time to be angry. Whatever it is you're going through, you have to have an end time, an end date for that. Because to continue to live that way, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the family. It's not fair to anybody.
Give yourself 30 days or whatever the number is.
It is.
And then don't bring it up.
You gotta have an end date for that. Because it's going to be a downward spiral and your marriage is going to end.
Yeah.
And if it's really something you want to fight for, then snap out of it.
Fight for it.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
When my husband and I first got married, he had an affair with another married woman.
What's up with all these affairs?
I know. The one-night stand type of deal. He didn't tell me about it. The other woman's husband actually called me and told me everything with his wife in the background.
Oh, he was furious.
Yeah. The wife confirmed all the questions you ask when someone tells you something like that. So, I was hurt, sick to my stomach, you name it. Well, when I confronted my husband, he denied it at first, then came clean. We went through months of marriage counseling, got over it. Now, when I say he came clean, he never really admitted to sleeping with her, which she states did happen 100%. So, I never felt like I got closure. Well, fast forward, I was checking the phone bill a while back and noticed the number on my husband's bill that I did not recognize. I looked it up, and it belonged to a girl that I knew he didn't normally talk to, and you could tell from the bill there were photos exchanged. I confronted him about that, and he denies anything ever happened between him and this other girl. I confronted him again, and the same story. Nothing happened. With my current job, I have to call girl number two and schedule things for work. I talk with her on a daily basis, and now that's all I can think about. What happened between them? Do I just come out and ask her what and hope she's honest, or do I not rock the boat and stay living my life the way it was? My husband and I have been doing great, and we now have a child together. What do I do? Have I really forgiven him? Am I crazy for staying? Nicole.
Well, I don't... The whole thing about needing closure because he didn't admit to, you know, actually sleeping with her. You know he did. So I don't know what closure you need. And now you're paranoid about...
Girl number two,
which it doesn't sound like he's acting appropriately. But it doesn't sound like you have a relationship built on trust. Your trust has been shot with this man, and he's not doing a lot to
what
build
would you
it
do, though?
Back.
If you had contact with this girl that you knew was exchanging something with your husband on the phone, you don't
right.
know what, would you ask her about it?
If
you
my paranoia was eating me to the point where I wasn't able to move forward, yes.
Yeah.
I would. I'd finally say, I just have to ask you something. And it's probably going to cause a huge fight with your husband, and it might get ugly. But you might have the answer you need, at least.
The closure you wanted.
But, you know, I don't know what it is about women. When a man cheats, you want to know details. You want to know where it happened, how many times, what was she wearing, what were you doing, what was it like. Tell me everything, because that gives you closure. I don't get that, but I understand it. I don't understand it.
It's like adding gasoline
to
a fire.
It does, because, I mean, I get that it sounds crazy, but I also see that side of it, because you want to be able to visualize, you want to experience that pain of it, of the detail. It is torture, but then anytime you want to go back, you think about that, and maybe it helps you.
I would want
hold
to know
on
it.
To that.
I would want to know it if I was done.
Yeah, it would give
that
me
way
strength.
It would, help. It would give me that the closure you need, because I'm
right.
done, and I would remember that pain I was feeling. That's why I would want to know the details, not to stay, right?
Right.
Well...
But the fact that he's that he is communicating with a woman and sending pictures, did he explain what that was about? Did he have a logical explanation? No. It sounds like he's behaving inappropriately. And you probably know in your gut what's happening. You just hate to break up your family and your child over it. I'm not going to tell you to break up your family over it. You have to decide what you can live with. Mm. But it doesn't sound like he's trying to prove to you that he's this faithful, loving husband.
He's still out there doing something.
I don't want to know, dog.
Yeah.
We're different on that one.
What?
I don't want to know. Like JC said, he wouldn't want to know.
Oh, because I'd be done.
I'm not
staying.
Either way, I don't want to know details.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
If I'm staying, I don't want to know. But I know I wouldn't stay. So I'd want to know everything so I could just be so mad that I'm done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for going on 2 years. We've had one child together, but I also have a 4-year-old from a previous marriage. But the only thing holding me back is the fact that my boyfriend / fiance doesn't trust me. I have never, all caps, cheated or hurt him ever. But for some reason, I'm always being accused of it. I'm always so open and honest with him, and he just doesn't trust me. Now, I have to say this. He had a previous marriage himself, and she was absolutely horrible to him. How can I get him to see and understand that I'm not her, and I just want to show him what love is and fix all of her mistakes? Please help me. That's from Tori.
I can't.
Okay.
He is a jealous person, and this is the way it is. And you're going to be married to a man, and for the rest of your life, you're going to have to answer for where you go and who you spoke with and what you did and who else was there, and that's the way it is. And that's the man you chose. There is nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can wear.
That
will ever fix it.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Unfortunately, you are absolutely dead on right.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't fix that for you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a little different for a love letter. I'm 22, and I've been openly gay for 2 years. My parents have expressed their sadness and disappointment in me and my lifestyle. They've even acted hatefully towards me at times, but they've still allowed me to live at home. However, 2 weeks ago, my parents sent me down and told me they can't look past the fact that I'm gay anymore and they want me out of the house as soon as possible. I'll be moving in with my boyfriend within the next month. My parents have agreed to let me stay until then, but they won't talk to me or even acknowledge me anymore. It's like I'm a stranger in their house. I've chosen to forgive them for how they've treated me since I came out. They are my parents and I love them, but should I try to repair my relationship with them after I move out? Do you think they'll ever find it in their hearts to accept me for who I am and forgive me for this lifestyle? Much love, Matt. Sad.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
And Matt's not
that's
a lifestyle,
terrible.
Bro. That's,
no.
that's who you are,
he
man.
He keeps saying chosen,
yeah,
but
you didn't choose it.
You. I'll tell you, you'll hear from, you know, it's, it's not always easy. So you hear some people that come out to their parents and it's all love and great. We embrace you and it's wonderful. And then there's also the flip side where it's something like this, where they're civil to you but cold. And I think in your situation, you're such a sweet, tender heart that the best you can do is to continue show love to your parents, love them through it, you know, send them Christmas cards, call them and tell them happy birthday, invite them to important things in your life, show them love. If they continue to reject you, that's on them, but it's not on you.
Yeah.
And that's just what I would, you sound like you're just...
a great person.
A sweetheart.
Yeah.
And how
really
good for
sorry.
You living your truth.
And hopefully they will wake up one day and realize. I think a lot of times people are just afraid of, you know, what they see on TV or what they see in the news and the violence against gay people. Maybe a part of their, you know, anger is just fear masked as anger. They're afraid for you. And maybe their dream for grandchildren, they feel like, well, we've lost that. And who knows what's going on in their heads, because they're masking all of their fear and anxieties with anger,
right,
is what I'm imagining. But yeah, just continue to show them love.
You're the
That's
same
really
person.
That's really the best you can do.
You're the same person you were before you told them that you were gay. I mean, nothing has changed except you told them your truth.
And you know what? Some of your friendships you'll find will be your, that they can replace the love. I mean, it's never quite the same, but friends can be more family to you than family ever was sometimes.
Yeah. We got
but I would
you.
Continue to reach out and show them love, and you may be rejected and have your hand slapped, but you will know to the end that you did everything you could.
Yeah. And we love you, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Faith wrote us and said, "Dear Kelly, you are the love expert."
I am.
"Kelly, I've been hooking up with a guy who is on a break from his girlfriend, and he happens to be my best friend. We've liked each other since we were kids, but he said that he's probably going to get back with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
What do I do to stop myself from getting hurt?"
Stop sleeping with him.
I mean, it's out there, Faith. Come on.
Stop that first. I doubt you'll be able to repair the friendship. It will never be what it once was. Some people can recover from that. Hey, friends with benefits. Hey, it's okay. You go back to her. But come on, your emotions are involved now. So it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt bad. Yeah. You got to live through it and hopefully learn something from it.
And at least he told you the truth and is not dragging you along, you know?
Hey, he told you the truth. Now, whether you continue to participate, knowing the truth, that's on you
That's on you now.
Eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, maybe you had hope that it could be something else. He's telling you flat out, no, it's not going to be more than this.
Right.
So, unfortunately, you don't have a great script writer who's there to write the happy fairy tale ending that always happens at the end of the romantic comedy movies, but... this is life.
This is how it is. Solid advice from Kelly Raspberry this morning on a Friday.
Yeah.
Love Letters to Kelly edition right there. Hey, if you want to write our love expert, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We'll be back at it again Mondays and Wednesdays with our love expert. And coming up next, now we put our competition caps on.
All right.
It's time for the battle of the sexes.
What?
I don't know what, but we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We need to get more scores up on the board here Battle of the Sexes.
We do.
Because we haven't played very much this year. So far, we're almost done with the year. You know, it's...
What's the score here, Nick?
Nick knows.
Guys versus girls?
It is 1-1 for the year.
We're tied up.
Mm-hmm. And we're in August.
Let's just quit now. Yeah. We didn't lose.
Yeah.
Wait. Don't you want to be the victor?
Just not losing is fine.
Or the victorette in the feminine.
Not losing is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would like the scores to be like 5-4 or something, you know?
Yeah.
Not like a soccer score.
Yeah.
So we got to get it up.
We dropped the ball in Battle of the Sexes this year, huh?
So Nick's back again with another round of it.
Yes, guys, so here's how we play. We're pitting the guys versus the girls to see who knows more about the opposite gender. Each player will be asked two questions based on each player will be asked two questions based on trivia the opposite gender would know.
Ugh. Yeah, we should know it.
Allegedly.
Look at you in your blush tee.
Yeah.
You? That's the color of my shirt.
Well, there goes one of my questions. And then at the end, each group, the guys and girls, get to answer a question together. As a team for a point. Okay, so, ladies, since y'all won last time, would you like to go first, or would you like to let the boys go first? Ladies' choice.
Well, I'm always a fan of manners, so I always like ladies first.
Oh, go ahead.
Go right ahead. Yeah. Ladies first. All right, Jenna, you're up first.
Okay.
And we have an audio clip for you.
Oh, gosh.
Whose catchphrase is this?
That's the bottom line, because...
gosh, another dang wrestler.
She's going crazy.
I love him.
You love this wrestler?
Love.
Can I hear it again?
One more time.
That's the bottom line. Cause
I don't know. I don't know. Hulk.
Oh, it's incorrect. Guys, for no points, but would you like to answer it?
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold.
It's Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I almost said that. Dang. I don't know why I didn't.
I'm going to open up.
The only other one I would have guessed would have been Stone Cold.
Oh, I almost. That's the only other name I knew.
Open up a can of whoop.
I should have. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Did you know that, Al?
I did not.
Oh, wow.
Stone Cold stood right where I'm standing, and Jenna took him to the ground.
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's why I was going to guess him. He's like the only wrestler that I thought I knew.
I thought you were going to recognize.
You didn't.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to recognize his voice. That's what scared me.
Well,
dang.
Big Al,
yeah.
You are up first for the boys, and you have a clip also. Now, Al, can you tell me what movie was this song famously sung in?
Oh, boy.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby.
Pretty Woman?
That's incorrect, ladies.
I thought it was in
romantic comedy, but
yeah, was it in like
My Best Friend's Wedding? The song.
No. Was it Sex in the City?
No.
I know the song.
That's going to be Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I haven't seen that since it came out.
That's right.
That's a great movie. Man. I love that movie.
All right. It is 0-0. Kelly, you're up for the ladies.
Man, the pressure's on.
I know.
Kel.
Yeah, someone score, please.
Andrew Luck just retired at the age of 29 from the NFL. What team did he play for?
Oh, come on. I think it was the Colts.
You are the best guesser in the entire world.
She guessed last week.
You reach
a helmet in one of the tweets.
You are like one of those doctors. You reach up in there.
No, it's been in the news. She's smart.
It out of the butt.
She's not watching SportsCenter.
I saw
She's
it on
not.
A tweet. I think I saw him wearing a helmet.
We've been talking about it.
The horseshoe on it.
Stop looking at Tweeter.
It's not even
Tweeter.
A sports necessarily. She just pulls it out of the... I don't know how you
how'd
do
you
that.
Do that? He's also known for
God
being...
God loves me.
Andrew Luck, by the way, is known for being the nicest football player of all time.
Really?
Go watch his clips of him getting mic'd up. A guy will destroy him and hit him so hard, where we would stay on the ground and cry and be mad.
Yeah.
He gets up and he goes, ow, good hit, buddy. Good job.
That's part of the game, right?
He's such a good sport.
Part of the game.
Okay, well, it's 1-0 in this game, and yep. JC, you're up for the boys.
All right.
Which cosmetics company's catchphrase is, because we're worth it?
Well, definitely not Maybelline, because maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, good for you for knowing that.
Because we're worth
it. Because we're worth it. You know.
I think.
It's this
LL's
question. Oh, no, I can't.
Because we're worth it. Cosmetics. It's Sephora.
Sephora, that's a great guess.
Ladies?
L'Oreal.
Preference by L'Oreal.
That was going to be my guess. I wasn't sure.
L'Oreal.
But that was going to be my guess.
L'Oreal.
Al's got a cousin named L'Oreal.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
All right, Jenna, you're up for the ladies.
Oh, man.
It's 1-0. Ladies winning.
Sorry,
redemption.
It's okay.
Jenna, which NFL team appeared in 4 consecutive Super Bowls but lost them all? 4 in a row but lost them all.
Kelly would guess this and get it.
Yeah, of course she would.
I mean, I grew up a Bengals fan, so I remember them talking about really bad teams. I think it was the Buffalo Bills.
That's correct.
Yes!
Wow!
Look at us getting all the football questions.
The road of the Bengals, and then make me think you're going to guess.
No. I just remember them being in the conversation because the Bengals were terrible.
Yes.
And I grew up in that area of the country.
That's right.
You redeemed yourself from that stone-cold.
I'm sorry about that again. I don't. I should have just gone with my gut on that
one. You're good now.
They should have won one of those Super Bowls, but they missed that field goal.
All right. Al, you're up for the boys. It's 2-0, ladies.
Oh, man.
These can smoke like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Big Al.
Yeah.
Who is the oldest Jonas brother?
Please get this right, Al.
All right. Okay.
That's a gimme.
Go, name them all.
That is a gimme. JC, no helping.
Frank is the youngest.
Frankie, yes.
Frank.
Okay. Let's see. Nick just married Bianca.
Uh-huh.
bro. We talk about them every
Come on, this is long.
He knows. He's just dragging it out. He knows.
Not the. You know. Joe is not.
Okay, Al, come on.
Come on, we're on
this
time.
This is a long time. Yeah.
That's what? Incorrect.
Yes!
Are you kidding?
Kevin, you're Danbury!
I can't believe you missed out on your
We talk about
funny.
Kevin all the time!
We don't talk about how old he is.
Yes, we do!
He's the old one.
Oh, my
God. One they never turn his mic on.
Kevin had the freaking sideburns when Kevin, when Nick and Joe were still sparring.
But I thought he was trying to be funny, dragging it out.
Honestly, I couldn't think of that was awesome. Kevin's name.
You couldn't think of his name?
Yep.
We talk about
Kevin Jonas.
Day.
I thought he was just being dramatic.
There's no way you're going to win this now.
No, there's not.
Let's keep it going for fun.
How do you forget Kevin?
Everybody forgets Kevin.
No.
And you remembered Frankie?
Yeah, I remember Frank.
Every once in a while on stage, Nick and Joe turn around like, who's that? Kevin.
Frankie's not
scared
even,
us.
He's not even in the band. Frankie's not even in the band.
I think because he's the lesser known. That's why I remember him. Like me on this show, but I'm the lesser known.
So you thought the Jonas Brothers consisted of Frankie,
No, I knew
Nick,
he wasn't in the group, but I just knew his name.
Oh, man.
But it seems like we talk about Kevin the least.
I am so sorry, Kevin.
It is 2-0 for the ladies. Kelly.
I should have just looked at it.
Let's keep going.
I've probably seen it in your eyes.
In the movie Anchorman, which character loves lamp?
I'm guessing it's Ron Burgundy. I did not see the movie.
That's incorrect. Anybody?
Brett. Wow, you guessed Brett. And got it Brett. Wrong.
Yeah, Brett. I didn't see the movie.
Oh, we still can get in on this, Al.
Yeah.
I am forgetting his character name, but Brett. I know who said it.
Brett.
Oh, Brick.
Brick, yeah. Correct.
I
Brick.
Did not remember that was his.
All right.
Steve Carell.
It was Steve Carell, yeah. I didn't remember his name, though.
He also stabbed a man with a trident.
So it is 2-0 still. JC, you can try and put the boys on the board.
And then we get the bonus
There's
question.
There's still a chance. You're not totally out yet.
Can you ask me a Jonas Brothers question?
No.
I know everything.
This is about hair.
Yes, God. Awesome.
Oh, that's my specialty. No.
All right, JC, what word is used to describe that stray hair that stands out from the main body of your hair?
The stray hair?
Oh.
Stray hair that's just sticking out.
It's not the stray hair.
Oh, I know this.
You know?
Damn. Question.
Stop.
I actually know
I have
this.
A runoff. Like a little runoff hair.
No.
That's like, it could be a split end,
that's
but
close.
It's not. It's just like a runaway?
No, that's incorrect.
Okay, keep thinking.
I was just
kidding. Wait, no, he just guessed.
Run.
Can I get this question?
No. Al, stop.
How do you know this one, Al?
I mean, Al, you can answer it for no points.
Yeah.
Run away.
Run it.
Nope.
Is it not the cowlick?
No, it is not.
No, it's up.
We're looking for fly
away. That's why you were so close. I was like, no. You were so close. It's a fly away.
What's a cowlick then?
A cowlick's this part.
Like that piece of hair that just kind of like, it won't do anything.
A cowlick's normally something that happens at your part.
It's like a cow licked you so it stays up or doesn't flow with the rest of the hair.
Fly away.
See, I've heard that.
Oh, y'all were close. Now you were close with that.
Now we're mathematically eliminated, I believe.
You are correct.
You said runaway, Kelly, and I looked at each other like,
It's 2-0, ladies. Let's just answer these group questions for fun, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. What? Fun?
Just for fun. You could
school us.
No, we still want points.
It's like the Cowboys beat the Texans the other
day. Yeah. Y'all will still get a point.
Running up the board.
Yeah, you're just going to run up the score. All right, so Kelly and Jenna, answer this together. Which baseball team has lost the World Series 14 times? The most team to lose the World Series.
Whoa.
Your gut wants to say the Cubs, but I know they didn't make it there.
They won a long time ago, and they won again.
Maybe the Braves or maybe the Dodgers. The Braves or the Dodgers, maybe.
I'm trying to think who's been in a lot. I suck with baseball.
I'm trying to help. Maybe
those Stingrays.
And those Stingrays?
Yeah.
Devil Rays.
they're the Rays now. They took off the Devil.
you'd have to go with an older team.
Guess,
who do you want to go with?
Right.
You are the best guesser.
You want to go with Dodgers?
So I thought.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah!
You suck!
Wow. That's awesome.
Golly!
Because it goes back to when they were in Brooklyn, too.
Ridiculous!
It does.
You got to stick with a team that's been around a minute.
Kelly and her guessing.
She could have guessed. Never mind.
They won 6 times. That's the other part of the question. All right, boys, here's a question that's not really going to help you win anything, but what is the part of your nail that extends past the skin of your fingertip? It's the part of the nail that sticks out. What's that called?
The thing that, like, Cardi B has the long nails, that
correct.
Long part?
Correct.
Okay. The dirty part.
The nail.
Not the cuticle.
It's not a hangnail. The cuticle's at the bottom.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's not the hangnail because that's on the side and it hurts. It's your nail, right? Isn't it just a nail?
It's got a name.
It has a term.
Uh-huh.
They call it at the salon.
Al, you've gotten manicures?
Yeah, I have. Cuticle.
And JC, your fingers are painted right now.
Yeah, but I got it from a 6-year-old, and she said it was my nailies.
I need to hit my nail spot. So could y'all get on with this? I need to go get mine done.
It's your cuticle.
It's not cuticle. It's cute. What's the opposite of cute? Ugly. Ugly cool.
Ugly cool.
It is not. It is called the free edge. Is the technical
the
name?
Free
of the
edge.
Never.
The free
just
edge.
In all fairness, never heard it
never
called that.
Yeah.
What do you call it, Jenna? Or what?
Tip.
The tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Uh-huh.
It's just called the tip.
Because, like, if you go to the nail salon and your nails are too short and you want them to extend past where your skin finger is, you asked for tips to be put on.
So I can walk in and look at the girl and go, just the tip.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you'll have...
And I'll have my
and
tip.
And give you...
Do it all the time.
They'll give you long nails.
Yep.
So I think that's a victory for the women.
Yeah.
Well done, Kelly.
Good job.
Thank you.
Carrying us today.
What was the score?
2-1
It's 3-0 for this round, but now the overall score for the year, ladies 2, boys 1.
Yes.
So
plenty of time.
So little mister, I didn't know the Jonas. Even if I had gotten that right, we would have still lost.
Correct.
Yes.
But you also...
It could have thrown us off.
Single-handedly killed your team's momentum.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you would have known Heath Ledger...
Trying to carry this team on my back.
It shows that what happens in the third inning can affect the rest of the game. Just because it was early in the game and you missed it.
Yeah. Surely does.
Oh, man. What to say other than
we started so strong.
Hang in there, Frankie.
The ladies, y'all won. Are y'all feeling good?
I think I feel so good.
I'm feeling good.
I'm not.
But we want to hear why you're feeling good.
All right, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
Feel Good Friday happens right now. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to go smiling into the weekend. So tell us why you're feeling good. What happened this week? What are you looking forward to? It's Feel Good Friday. We'll take your calls next.
Thanks for making Kids Kids Day a huge success.
Thanks, Kid Nation.
Thanks to you. Another group of children and their families are going to go to Disney World.
As a parent, that's the greatest blessing just to know that you have an opportunity for your children to experience that.
Thanks, kids.
I'm going to Disney World. Woo! Yeah.
Make a difference in a child's life by donating at kidskids.org.
I'm going to Disney World!
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
Man, I love these Feel Good Friday stories. Mm-hmm. Got one here from our buddy Chris. He actually wrote us and let us know that he does something really awesome with his daughters every single day. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, JC, how are y'all?
Doing awesome, man. I think I want to adopt what you have been doing.
Yeah, so this started a couple of years ago. It actually started on a down note, so... Because of my previous job, we moved around a lot, and my daughter started her fourth school in 5 years, and I had lost my job, and we started noticing she was starting to suffer a little bit of anxiety, so I started writing these little notes and words of encouragement and flipping them into her book bag, and then I started tagging them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with dad lunch notes. And after a few weeks, her principal and her teacher emailed me and asked me if they could use them around school because they liked them so much. And then a couple months later, people wanted me to start putting them in a book. And last year, they became a published book. And 300 notes later, they're going strong. And as an 11-year-old sixth grader, she says she doesn't read them, but I know Kelly will agree. Middle school daughters, they say they don't do stuff, but they really do.
That is so great.
You're such a cool dad, man.
I think I'm cool. My 8-year-old son thinks I'm really cool. I know my 11-year-old thinks I'm cool. You know, there's just so much negativity in the world, and I just want to do whatever my small little part I can play in trying to fight that.
As a parent, I always feel like, am I doing the right thing? Am I supporting my kids enough? Am I telling them the right thing? And those little things that you're doing, those little notes that you write them every single day are probably the biggest thing they're going to remember when they get older.
Absolutely.
I wonder, will there be a point where she says, okay, Dad, I get it. And our kids, when they grow up, they get kind of a little embarrassed, you know?
Yeah, but when it's between the two of you, right?
It's between the two of us, but I do openly share them on social media. Right. But there have been times where she's used them against me. So I know she does read them because I will do something or say something and she will say what I wrote a couple of weeks back. So she does read them and she will weaponize what I am trying to use to help her. So she is using my parenting against me. So I guess that is a positive in a way.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, she's reading them. So that's a good, that's always a positive.
Yeah, yeah, she is reading them. And like I said, she claims that I do embarrass her, but I'm not trying to.
Sure.
I'm just trying to raise good human beings because, like I said, there's so much negativity in the world.
Agreed, yeah.
And I want my daughter and son just to be decent human beings whenever my wife and I, whenever we pass on later in life.
That should be every parent's goal, and from the looks of it, I think you're doing a great job, Chris, and yep. I love your idea. I think more parents should adopt that and start doing it and making sure their kids are going into school with the right mindset.
Well, I appreciate that, and like I said, Twitter, Instagram, I use the hashtag DadLunchNotes, so y'all are with the handle, @ChrisYandel, so y'all are more than welcome to follow and share, and I love getting inspiration and seeing other things, and a lot of the stuff I write and talk about, a lot of it is what we experience in life or what my daughter Addison's experienced at school. So we try to make it real life, and you know, every now and then I'll throw in a dad joke and most of them they're kind of like Al's jokes. They're not very funny.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Al. I had to do it. I've been trying to call for so many years. I just had to do it.
That's fine, brother. That's fine. It's for the greater good.
So, you know, I try to throw them in there, and some land, some don't, but it's just trying to just make her a better person in the end.
That's a published author, Chris, right there, giving right. some words of wisdom. And what was the name of your book again, Chris?
Lucky Enough. It's at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, so you can find it in those places, and you can actually go to any bookstore nationwide, and they can order it for you.
Lucky enough, you turned it into a book, man. Notes you wrote your kids turned into a big thing, and thank you so much for sharing your feel-good with us, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat, and after all these years trying to call in, I'm glad I finally had a chance to talk to y'all.
You caught our eye, man, and we wish you the best of luck, and good luck with your two little humans that you're raising into awesome human beings.
Awesome. Thanks for chatting, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye, my man. Got it. That's Chris right there. What a cool dude.
Very nice.
Katie, what's going on?
Hey.
Happy Friday. hit us with that feel-good Friday. What you got going on?
We're going to Vegas tomorrow morning for my sister's 30th birthday. Her birthday's on Monday.
Nice. Yeah. All girls?
No, well, my parents, my husband, and my sister, and then two other friends.
So okay, cool.
I've been practicing my blackjack.
Yep.
I've been practicing that face. Don't give anything away.
Yeah, right. I have a terrible poker face.
Well, have fun. Have fun. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Enjoy it, Katie.
And bet on black.
I don't think I've ever gone to Vegas with my parents.
No.
I did once.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
How'd it go?
It's different. It's a different experience. Yeah.
Yeah, I went.
You
can't be as wild, right?
But I did sit down with my parents at a blackjack table, and I was the pit boss was there, and the dealer, we were the only ones there. It was one of the nicer casinos, and they were trying to teach me the rules, and the pit boss was teaching me. And he would tell me each bet to make, and I only bet I bet $100. When it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
And so I had $20 bets based on his rules of the game. What I'm supposed to do? I lost 5 hands in a row. He gave me $100.
Oh, that was nice of the pit boss to do that.
They'll never do that. Normally, they just never do that. So bad. But here we are, country come to town. Everybody from South Carolina. So
he's like, dang.
I feel 100% confident that if I hadn't brought my mother home from Vegas, she would still be at the same slot machine right now.
There.
What's going on, Heather?
It is my birthday weekend, and it's the first time in 2 years that I'm not pregnant, so I get to go out and have a couple of drinks of fun.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Don't have too many, or you may have the same result.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm done. Two is good for me. I'm set.
All right.
Well, you have fun.
Have fun. Be safe.
Have a couple of drinks. Don't have like 12 of them, because then you're going to be hurting tomorrow.
Oh, no. I got to still get up and take care of the kids, so I got to...
Right.
I gotta be good.
Nothing worse than waking up with a hangover and you got kids going, mommy, mom, mommy, mom, mom. Yeah, Jenna, it happens.
I mean, it's a real deterrent for me right now, for sure.
Yep. Alma.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
All right, we want to hear your Feel Good Friday. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. So my daughter is going to start college. You know, she called us that she needed all these books for class. And we're like, okay, honey. I said, you know, go ahead and tell us how much it is. And, you know, it was about, you know, between $300 or $400. She goes, Mom, I can pay for half of it. Ooh. And I'm like, no, honey, it's okay. I said, you worked all summer. That's for your personal, you know, stuff, fun. Wow. Money, but I felt so good that she even offered, you know, she was willing to empty out her bank account to help Dad and I. So anyways, I just thought that was it made me feel so good.
Absolutely.
That she's so,
You raised a good one, Alma. And congratulations on her going to school. And let us know when she graduates.
She'll be home Friday for you to do her laundry.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend. How's it going, Summer?
Good.
Sometimes it's the simple things in life that make you feel good on a Friday. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Well, this morning I got Starbucks and I am at my with my grandparents right now who live 2 hours away from me.
Aww. Oh, that's a nice day.
Sweet.
They let you have some coffee. Normally do you not get to have coffee?
No, not very much.
Yeah, so that is a Feel Good Friday for you. Well, you enjoy that coffee, okay, Summer?
All right, I will.
Yeah, I told you it's a little thing. Sometimes a nice little cup of joe.
You know, that's what grandparents and aunts are supposed to do.
Exactly.
Let you do the things that the parents...
Being a little something not supposed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep doing that, grandparents.
And give them back.
Kylie, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey.
All right, you got a cool Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your life?
Tomorrow is my mom's bridal shower, and I'm her maid of honor.
Aww. Oh, you're maid of honor. Does that mean that you get to do a speech?
I guess.
Have you written it?
No.
I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah, you can wing it. Just go with the heart, you know?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You guys have fun at the wedding, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day, Kylie. Thanks for calling us and sharing that. What's up, Nikki?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Man, Nikki's been working hard, you guys, and now she gets to share her Feel Good Friday with us. What's going on, Nikki?
I lost 5 pounds this week.
Let's go, Nikki. Good job.
She's so happy she's about to grow.
I know. It's a big deal.
What's your goal? What's your how much are you trying to lose?
120 pounds.
Wow. Hey, 5's a great start, girl.
Exactly. You're doing it the healthy way,
too. You just got to go day by day.
Yep.
Because, you know, you don't want to be losing 30 pounds in a week. That's not the right way. You're doing it the right way. Nikki, you keep calling us back and let us know your progress, okay?
Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
We got your
love
back.
You too.
We got your back, Nikki. We're your biggest fans when it comes to this.
Bye.
I love her.
5 pounds is a huge deal.
Hey, man, when you're just starting out and you see that it's actually working.
Amen, brother.
I'm proud of her. What's up, Christina?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. I just want to hear your Feel Good Friday because I hear you got some awesome stuff happening.
Yesterday, I signed my final degree plan for my master's, and I will be officially graduating in the spring of 2021, so one more year, and I want to invite all you guys to my graduation.
Oh, thank you.
That'd be awesome.
What are you going to have a master's degree in?
I will have my master's degree in mental health counseling and vocational rehabilitation counseling.
Okay.
You know what? Thank you for getting into that field because we do need you out there.
You need help in that. Yep.
Well, it's been a really great experience. I've grown at it, and the people I get to work with in the future is going to be very important, and I look forward to it. But listen, you guys, I'm just in Nacogdoches at Stephen F. Austin State University. Go Jacks! Come on. Y'all come on down, and I'm going to send y'all an invitation.
All right, send it out here to the studio. Deal?
It's going
to
be a huge party.
Oh, no.
Big old party.
Oh, I'm too old to have a party. I'm kind of an older student, so that's why this is kind of a big deal.
Maybe at least some wine and cheese or something?
Yeah, can we have wine?
Oh, absolutely. Well, maybe a martini, you know.
All right, Christina, will you send that invitation our way? Deal?
I will. And guys, y'all do great work, and y'all keep making everybody smile. Okay, you'll be safe.
Thank you so much. You too, Christina. You too, enjoy your last year of school. Congratulations.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.